summer boobies. Okay, so today I am frustrated, and I'm going to tell you why. We're going to talk about this freaking stupid-ass Governor Bitchmer of Michigan. Yeah, I called her a bitch, and I don't even care anymore. This lady sucks. She's the worst. She just placed restrictions, if you don't know, yesterday, that take effect this Friday. Placed restrictions on the state of Michigan again. Because, well, why not piss everyone off? Let's also get some political gains and optics out of it for the party that I represent at the same time, you know? Because why would anyone care about what you just did for basically no reason at all? Don't try to tell me at this point that it's because of COVID cases going up. That's nonsense. That's ridiculous. Were we going to be in this forever? This is like the flu. It's not going away. Anyway, this dumbass just put out an executive order yesterday to reduce the number of people in social gatherings indoors down to 10 again. Now, I don't know if you remember, she had it at 10. And if you don't live in Michigan, you don't know what I'm talking about. Or she's probably been all over your news because she's the biggest dumbass governor of all the governors. Maybe not all of them, but she's right there at the top of the list. 10 for indoors, while limiting outdoors to 100. Not sure, but also, not sure how that makes a difference. If you're going to have 100 people, you might as well have 250. You might as well have 300. It doesn't matter at that point. Those 100 people branch off into a tree of things that they've all done separately, and then they gather in this 100 persons. If it's so damn bad, then how does 100 people even logically make sense? But I'm not against it. I would rather have way more. I'm over this already. I'm over it. It's going to spread. Just get over that. The hospitals are doing fine. Now, in the same breath as doing this restriction of 10 and 100, 10 indoors, 100 outdoor, the same breath, what is she going to do? This genius decides that casinos should open at 15% capacity. Now, I don't know if you're a mathematician. I'm sure not a mathematician, but it does not take a mathematician, a rocket scientist, a doctor, doesn't take a freaking idiot to figure out the math on this one. I don't know if you've ever been to a casino, but casinos do not operate at full capacity with only 66 people. Because if you do the math, that a casino would need to operate full capacity with only 66 people in order to, at 15%, be under 10 people indoors. 15% of 66 is 9.9. So 66 people would, 15% of that would come just under what she is saying is the legal limit at this point. Yet, casinos at 15% capacity, I can't even imagine how many people can actually fit into a casino. And we don't even have that large of casinos in Detroit or in Michigan, really. But still, thousands of people. Thousands. Take 15% of that. It doesn't even touch, doesn't even come close to 100 people, let alone 10 people. But guess what? We need tax money. That's her motive. It's making me insane. Have you ever been to a casino that sits 66 people total? You ever been to a little hut for gambling that sits 66 people total? Because that's not a thing. 15% of that, 9.9 people. I'm going to shove that into your brains. So 15% of what our actual casinos can hold is way, way, way more than that. If indoor limits are at 10 people, how is a casino technically going to follow those rules? They're not. It's unbelievable. tell me how this works, you freaking square chin having Biden ass licking idiot. How does this make sense? Also, explain to me how casinos are even close to being safe in the first place if COVID is so damn bad and we can't be within 6 feet of each other. We can't be at a gathering with more than 10 people indoors or 100 outdoors, apparently. How is a casino safe enough to operate? Explain that. Cash is what you're exchanging with them. Cash. Everyone's touching cash. To receive chips in return, which everyone's touching. Or to sit at a slot that everyone is touching. A slot machine. How does that make sense? Yet I'm not allowed to go and support the local businesses to eat food or get drinks or provide entertainment for that matter. All the businesses are slowly depleting and going out of business, yet big money casinos can open up safely. Whatever. I mean, you've got nothing but degenerates walking in with their life savings or maybe even the the unemployment checks that they're all illegally collecting. Not all, but a lot of people have been illegally collecting. To go in, exchange cash for chips or insert into a slot machine or play with a deck of cards. Yeah, makes sense, Gretch. Makes sense. Unbelievable. The businesses. We're not allowed to support businesses. The ones that stabilize our economy. The ones that literally, I can't even believe how many business owners are going out of business. Hardworking business owners going out of business. So this dumb broad can sniff Biden's ass a little bit more. Give it a kiss. Might as well just paint your nose brown at this point, because we can see the shit dripping off of it. Unreal. I feel so bad for business owners. I feel bad for bar owners, for restaurant owners, for everyone. For farmers who are most likely providing to a lot of the industry that is going out of business. For whatever. Are we ever going to get out of it, though? Big Gretch, never going to let us out of it. Yet she's going to go hang out in her husband's boat this weekend, catching some rays while she eats a bag full of Biden's dingleberries. Hope they taste good, Gretch. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's just the optics. It's all optics. That's all it is. I may not be educated on any of this, but my God. It does not take a genius to do the simple math. It's unbelievable. I know the answer why, though. Politics. That's why she's able to do what she can do. She just loves signing executive orders. Maybe she just likes what that sounds like in the news. Big Gretch signs another executive order with a big old squared smile on her face. Unbelievable. She sucks. I hope everyone's... I don't even know what to say. I had to get this off my chest. I know it's a little bit of a rant. Not really that fun or funny, but this lady blows my mind. It's out of hand at this point. And tonight, I'm going to the bar. I'm going to grab a few drinks. Don't care. Doesn't start until Friday anyways. I'm frustrated. I'm going to get off the mic now. Hopefully I can come up with some fun stuff for the next couple. And if I don't, I'm sorry, but unbelievable here in Michigan. Big Gretch with the executive order. Great gal. Brown nose ass. Whatever. All right, I'm done being mean. I got to get off now, my boobies. I'll talk to you next time.